you're doing fine. We'll be the judge of that, creating the environment for you to feel better. Every day at this time, there is a time for us to set aside a few minutes to think about health and wellness issues, and who better to do that in terms of your own physicality than our fitness hero, our heroine, Andrea Metcalf. Is here, author of Naked Fitness, the 28-day proven weight loss program. As we focus more and more on the time of year, people wanting to get into great shape, losing 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever, we have this sponsor, Andrea, TH121, which is something that works well to burn fat and that sort of thing, gets all your cells into burning fat. But the thing that people also need to keep in mind is when you lose the fat, you need to either lose fat and create muscle, or you can create muscle and you'll look better, and you don't necessarily have to lose the weight, right? If you're really working on a program, depending on what your goal is, you can change the fat into muscle, right?
Well, technically the fat gets burned off and you build more muscle, but the transformation kind of sounds the same.
Yeah. So how many times have you found the same people who come back to you year after year after year after year, and especially at this time of year because they want to look better, both men and women, how many, this is a constant fight for people, and I wonder if you sometimes inspire people and they don't ever have to come back, or do you have to work with people year after year to get them to be the way they want to be?
Well, I think for some people, fitness just becomes so ingrained in their lifestyle, and they love running or they love walking, and it's never a second thought. But for the majority of us, we have our ups and downs with our career, with our families, and, you know, with our fitness program, too. And as long as you're always kind of doing something, if you're active throughout the day, if you're trying to do that extra few steps of walking, to do a dedicated weight program or a boxing program or a swimming program isn't necessarily something you have to, you know, adhere to.
Well, so what is it that you find keeps people? This is a mental thing as well as a physical thing. And it seems to me you have to have your head in shape in order to get your body in shape. Because people are not, you know, they're not moved. I don't think people are moved anyway by just saying, okay, you have to do this. They know what the end result is, but sometimes people can't stay away from the chocolate, the cookies, the ice cream. I mean, I'm like that. I know.
The ice cream in your freezer, if I remember correctly.
I have ice cream in my freezer. That is correct. I also have a farm that sells ice cream. So it's hard for me to get away.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's hard for me to get away from that sort of thing. I think you can still enjoy that stuff, and I don't think I'm kidding myself. There are, you know, you can have some of it and not do other stuff. The problem is that I'm liable to do too much for a while of the bad stuff, and then I'll, you know, sort of snap myself out of it and become conscious of what I'm eating more. I mean, it's not that I don't eat well, but I, in addition to eating well, I also like my wicked ways, the sideways visits to the ice cream. And I just walk into the store and I go into the, you know, we have the traditional old ice cream store. With you know, how the old ice cream, they have these little chests, and they have the ice cream in them, and these big 3-gallon tubs of ice cream. And I'll just take a spoon when nobody's looking, and I'll sample. I'll just go through and sample to make sure all the ice cream is the quality that I want to be selling.
Well, I suppose when it's part of your job like that,
yes,
like a baker, you do need to sample. But, Doug, there's something else that you do. You do a lot of outdoor work. You do a lot of walking. And that's what I'm talking about, being active in your daily life. There's so many people, you know, we heard the study of 6 hours of sitting can kill you, that do sit at their desk, at their computer, in a car, on an airplane for 6 hours or more at a time. And the key is to get out and stretch. You know, truck drivers and people who do transportation, they are bound to stop, rest, and move. And I think if all of us just try and focus on a little extra movement and a little more fruits and vegetables, those simple changes can make big results in our lives. And when you talked about the mind, positive thoughts and positive thinking about that you can fit it in instead of saying, I can, really makes a difference.
All right. You're always talking about the mind-body connection. And how, if your head's sort of on straight, you can use your body and think about your body. I've often teased you when I'm talking about my own consciousness. Walking down the street, I squeeze my butt muscles, my gluteus maximus muscles, and feel silly doing it, because I'm wondering whether, if you're walking down the street, if anybody's watching, you know, I don't know who would be watching my butt, but can you see?
It looks different. Because you are squeezing it.
Does it? I mean, if you have pants on, nobody's going to notice. If a woman has on...
Oh, no. We can tell when you're scooting along.
You can? How can you tell?
If you're clenching while you walk,
yeah.
Yes, you can tell, even if you're wearing pants.
How can you
if
tell?
If you're curling under and clenching.
Yeah.
But if lifting it looks up like, higher and clenching, that's
it
a
looks
different
like you
one.
Have, you have to go to the bathroom.
That's if he's doing the tuck under. What if he's doing the lift?
Would you like to describe that for us?
I need to see pictures, actually. I think I need to see pictures.
Doug, I think you should video yourself walking. We need someone to walk behind you while you're doing it, of course.
Well, I have a new producer here, and that may be part of her job.
We're Heather's first job.
We're going to create a daily video blog. She's splitting a gut here, thinking about the opportunity.
The butt blog.
Right. The butt blog. There it is. Doug Steffen's daily butt blog.
I don't know. I think it's maybe that we get behind you.
Yeah. All the way.
All the way. We support you.
Uh-huh. You recently wrote on your blog about talking about butt shaping. There's a new shoe that's called the butt shaping shoe that you say is bogus. What do people have to look out for when it comes to the butt shaping shoe?
Well, okay, I'm like, which blog did I write about on that one? You know, there are the core toning shoes.
Yeah, I've seen those, shape ups.
Yeah. Right, and those are not bogus for walking, because any time I go through more hip extension greater than 20 degrees, I use the glute muscles or the butt muscles to lift that leg. All you have to do is stand with your feet together and push your heel back.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Everybody stand up.
Stand up.
Everybody stand up. Now, let's see if we can do this. Go take us through this now, Andrea. I'm standing up.
Stand up. Pull your belly. Lift your right leg behind you at least 20 degrees from the hip.
All right.
Do you feel 20, your butt working?
20 touch degrees
butt.
like that, right? You mean
grab
like that?
Butt. I'm there it is. Right
to
on the
my
top.
Right, huh? Yeah. I can feel it in the obviously at the top of the what is that? The femur? What's that bone that's there? As it reaches your
let's just call it your leg bone connected
hamstring?
To your back.
Okay,
and
all right.
On top there is your glutes.
All right. So what happens now?
And when you use full hip extension as you would in a higher platform.
Yeah.
You will use your glutes more. So the toning shoes for the glutes are true. I think the issue we come into is, should you be in a toning shoe all day long?
Mm.
And no, they're specific to walking.
All right.
But,
now
we adapted it into our lifestyle, and that's not necessarily the best thing.
There's a new shoe I have in my children. I'm not sure whether they were horrified or what. I bought a pair of these toe shoes.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what they call them.
Oh, those are so weird. You bought a pair?
I did buy a pair. Thank you, Jennifer, for underscoring how weird they are. I bought them because I have a bunion, and the chiropractor said they were great for straightening out your toes.
Yes.
So they are the weirdest feeling things on your foot. I took to wearing them around on the weekends in Santa Monica. And, you know, you go to I thought they'd be uncomfortable, and you'd be subject to a kind of injury because there doesn't seem to be
ridicule.
Any real support.
No. Public ridicule, yes, but the toe shoes are very good if you wear heels most of the time. Just
I
to
don't, I don't that is not my problem.
Time.
I don't wear heels most
never
of the time.
Never say never, though.
I just thought you were squeezing your butt. Maybe you're in the heels.
Yeah.
No, but they're really good for straightening out problems with your feet because they make you utilize the muscles surrounding the toes that come up from the toes all the way into the ankles.
Right.
And when you have a good foot strike or a foot mobility on the ground,
right.
That translates into better knee, hip, and spine. So when I'm in heels a long time, if I put on the ugly shoes and just walk down to my Starbucks and back, my knees and hips and everything feel great for another 4 or 5 days.
Really?
But I hate the ugly ridicule of them as well. I think they're the ugliest shoe in the market. That
they're expensive, too, by the way. They aren't cheap.
No, they're not. But they have toe socks by Aninji, which can do the same thing without anybody else knowing. So you can have the toe socks inside your regular shoe.
And so where do you get those toe socks?
They're a brand in Inji. You buy them at the same store. You buy those.
I buy mine at an REI, I think, if I'm not
yes,
mistaken.
Yes, you can buy them there.
What are they called again?
Ninji Toe Socks.
Ninji?
I-N-I-J-N-I.
And you wear those in regular shoes, and they do the same thing?
Yes.
And they don't cost $90?
No. I think they're like 12 or something.
All right. But do they have them at least in different colors so that we can wear them around the house or something?
I have white and gray ones. I don't know what other colors they come in. But they are very beneficial, even just walking around the house.
Yeah.
Most of us have foot issues, from plantar fasciitis to shin splints to bunions to hammer toes. And when we utilize all the muscles in our feet, our muscles change the structure of our bones and joints. They improve them when we use our muscles. So it's really important to get out and move.
One of the things that's very important, and I've learned this also from my chiropractor, the way you walk, if your hip's out of adjustment and either your left or your right leg is out, that will cause you, your foot's not going to be going in the right direction, literally. So you need to be, you kind of need to get that thing adjusted, twisted around, so that when you're doing all the things that you're telling us to do, they're being done properly. All right, so let's check out Andrea's website, Naked Fitness. Actually, you can go to AndreaMetcalf.com and find out her, she's got all kinds. Man, this woman is into every blog, every Twitter play. You find her everywhere, and that's a good thing because we're happy to have her here on Good Day. 19 past the hour.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Extend your life with Extend. A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I think ZZ Top gets a bad rap, often, mostly because of the way they look. Who agrees with me on that?
I think so. They have a hairy face look.
Well, it's kind of the... They've had the same look, by the way, ever since I can remember first seeing them. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is of a band doing a cover of a ZZ Top song. Michael, do we have the actual audio from that? The song isn't really the focus. If you stick with the video for about a minute and watch the drummer, he is hilarious. Go there. Trust me on this. If you just got to go watch this. And I think there got to be some audio, Michael, with this, isn't there?
Let's see.
Yeah, let's play it and see what... I mean, I don't think you get anything from the audio.
I'm going to take you to where me and the fellas performed at the Texas Motor Speedway. It holds 350,000 people. And I tell you what, those 37 people that saw our show, sir, had a terrific... Nothing like it. Most exciting... Well, you know, all right, maybe it was a big 37, sir. They just made a lot of noise. But anyway, it echoed in there like crazy, didn't it? One person yelled, just go, woo! Well, all right, this next one, though, Texas Motor Speedway, that's where we're taking you, the heart of Texas, the Lone Star State. This is by three Texas boys done good, ZZ Top. A little something feature our own resident Chandra fan, Mr. Dustin Gray. How about a hand from the state of West Virginia, Mr. Dustin, the big piece of Gray.
You can't tell anything by listening to this, other than this guy's terrible at introducing his act.
That was a good intro, though.
Yeah. Well, you got to see the drummer. Go to DougStephan.com, look at the video of the day, and check out the drummer. It's sort of one of those magnetic moments, if you know what I mean. Magic moments, magnetic moments, whomever, however. All right, so let's go back to last night's voice. And I haven't introduced you yet to Heather, who is the new person that's sort of the backup. Is that a good way of putting it? She's now as the in-studio producer for Good Day, here to help me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
That's now, a tough job, Heather.
Well, thank you. And as Doug so well stated, I am going to be backing him up, especially with the butt blog. I'm so terribly excited. I can't contain myself over that.
Right. The butt blog premiering at a website near you very soon.
Very soon.
Meanwhile, you are a big fan of The Voice, and you had some interesting info on Jamar Rogers.
Well, I kind of by default became a fan because I've been watching it with my mother, who is a huge fan, keeping her company.
Yeah.
And it grows on you. It really does grow on you. And there's this one particular, there's some amazing talent on there in general. But there's this one gentleman, Jamar Rogers. He's an outstanding performer. He has so much energy. He has a great smile, and he has such a story behind him. He is really the comeback kid.
How so?
From day one, you wanted to root for this guy.
You just do. You're so on his side. He's a recovered drug addict.
Really?
Yes, continuing recovery. He was living on the streets.
Oh, I heard about this guy.
And he's also
now I know who you mean. Yeah.
Been HIV positive for, I think, 6 years. And he's just such the epitome of strength.
Really?
You want to hug him. He just has, there's so much joy that comes out of him. You get excited for him.
All right, so let's listen to him as he closed The Voice last night with "Are You Going to Go My Way?" And see what Heather, we'll back up to his actions, what Heather was saying. So how did he get himself out of where he was? How did he get away from the drugs and all the horror
in his life? I think that's a very interesting question. I don't think they've really delved into that, but I definitely will. I think through a lot of support and encouragement.
How much do you know about these people by watching them perform?
You
how much background
really
do you
well.
Get? But how is it presented? Is the host... Isn't this Carson Daly's gig?
Yeah, it's not Carson, though. It's mostly they do the little vignettes, basically.
Oh, they do. They have production packages that they, before they start to sing, this is the story of Jamar Rogers.
They do, and you get bits and pieces from them as well, directly from them. You see them evolve.
Does it look like they're friends, these contestants? I think the American Idol contestants become friends. Dancing with the Stars, they seem to become friends even though they're competing. Do these people seem to be friends?
I think you do see that. What do you think, Jennifer? I think you do see the interaction with them.
Maybe not as much on some of the other shows. I mean, they're on a team, so they are kind of hanging out together, but I think they also
the team shows, The Apprentice, you think those people on those teams are friends? I don't think so.
I think a big difference from The Voice and American Idol is you do see them a lot of respect for them as artists.
Yeah.
Okay. And really kind of acknowledging the competition that's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so apparently Blake didn't like Rogers so much last night, but CeeLo did. Is that how it shook out at the end? Whose team is he on, by the way, Rogers? Who's his coach?
You know, oh my gosh, I want to say he's on Adam's.
Is he?
He's either Adam or CeeLo, I believe.
I think he's Adam. I think you're right.
All right. Thank you, ladies. It's 9:30 on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the word of the day. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Yep. For the word of the day, your job is to find the meaning of this word, share it with us, and win a swell prize. 800-510-8255. This is one of those words. I saw it the other day on a T-shirt. And it really gets...
You saw this word on a T-shirt?
I saw this word on a T-shirt. And I
Seriously?
Thought, this is great. Yeah, I did, on a T-shirt. All right? You have to think about this slowly. And maybe the winner puts it in a sentence. Remember when I was teaching... Well, you don't remember when I was teaching English, but I remember when I was teaching English. I've told you stories about what I required of the students whenever we would do... And we've had our spelling bees from time to time, just like the National Spelling Bee. And in order to really make the word make any sense... It is, you know, use it in a sentence. It's necessary to use it in a sentence, right? All right, everybody ready for the word?
Ready.
Ready.
Ineptocracy. I-N-E-P-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y.
How big was the T-shirt?
The woman who was wearing it was plenty big enough then. Trust
me. Double that's
large.
A big word.
In the Easter parade. 800. 510-8255. If you want to figure this out, you have a swell prize. If you're the first person to get the answer, help yourself. Ineptocracy. I-N-E-P-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. What is the meaning of the word ineptocracy? I suppose it could be, it's a noun. I'll give you that much. You will not find it in Webster's dictionary because it's one of those new terms that's coined. In a sense. All right? Ineptocracy, 800-510-8255. The meaning is in the word, however. I don't think you got to work too hard to figure that out. Ineptocracy. Meanwhile, Roberta, as our queen of cheap, has found something that does not fit into that category.
It's not an ineptocracy.
No, it isn't. No. There's nothing ineptocratic. About
ineptocratic. That's even better, Doug. Ineptocratic.
Yeah, right. I am not an ineptocrat. Remember,
yeah, how many different ways
I am not a crook. I am not an ineptocrat. All right,
excuse me, does anybody have cliff notes for this show that I could borrow? Trade you for some gum.
Well, let's keep it a little simple here, Doug. It's a new website called Vitacost.com because, you know, grocery shoppers usually have two choices, stores with low prices, but the products are kind of meh, or stores with healthy products, but the prices are, oh, my goodness. But there's a website called Vitacost.com. They've got natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins and supplements, and all up to 50% off. That makes the queen of cheap real happy. And orders over $49, they ship to your door. absolutely free. So you could say, if you want to kind of boil it down, you got whole food products at Walmart prices. That gets as simple as you can do it. And you can think of it as something called Mominomics, mom plus economics. Get it? Mominomics. So if you take your shopping list to VitaCost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living and know, what is that word again?
No ineptocrats allowed.
No ineptocrats allowed. No right. Ineptocracy. No,
no.
Ineptocratic. Ineptocratic.
Can we take an ineptocratic oath?
Right.
No?
You can take an ineptocratic.
I like that, the ineptocratic oath.
How about
good, Jim?
We can, instead of ineptocratic, it could be ineptocrapic.
I've taken that.
I have a lot of that on the farm.
I've stepped in it.
Yes, you have, Roberta, frequently, as a matter of fact. All right, 800-510-8255, if you figure out what this word is. Those of you who remember last fall giving the fact that I talked about giving away this million bottles of Master Prostate formula, it was such a success. It was done by Christmas. That the folks at the company decided they were going to do it again because, let's face it, the reason they're doing this is to increase their sales. And they figure if you try the product first and it works for you, you're going to go back. You get a free bottle. Okay, I'm going to try it. Hey, it works. So they have, there's actually a little bit of, I don't know, maybe a lot of testosterone involved in this because it takes some, what do they call them, cojones? To do this, to put something out there. Well, you have that evil. You see, when you know I'm getting into it, you have that evil app. Jennifer's just waiting for me to continue to dig the hole a little deeper. A little
I'm watching.
Lighter,
are you kidding? This is better than...
A little bigger. Yeah.
It's better
than
watching TV.
Okay. Well, of course it's better than watching. You have to use your imagination
here.
So imagine your prostate is not healthy. All of the bad things that come, sleeping habits mostly. It's not, well, you see, the reason women get involved, more women call 800-421-1712 to order this product than do men. Because they are sleeping with men who get up in the middle of the night a couple of times and it breaks up their sleeping pattern and they don't like it. So this is their defense mechanism. And the fact that it's free, you just pay a little bit of shipping and handling and your free bottle is on the way when you call 800-421-1712. Makes it even more salient or saleable, if you will. But beside all of that, Master Prostate has all of the key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, and we know how important that is as you get older, not only to restful sleep, but prostate health in general. Feed it well, and it will serve you well, and that's pretty much the bottom line. Master Prostate has this amazing free bottle offer. Call 800-421-1712. Call for details. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. The Master Prostate Formula giveaway. Get the free bottle at 800-421-1712.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion, 800-456-7475.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Some time with a Good Day program every day. It's a, well, I do say so myself, a valuable way to spend your day. There's nothing about the time here that's wasted. Nothing. Everything we do has consequences. Everything we do will bring you around to making yourself a better person. Guaranteed or your money back. 17
Such as?
Before, well, what we're talking about right now, this new word. The word of the day today is ineptocracy. Thank you, Jennifer, for handing it off to me. What a wonderful job. 17 for the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Heather Bach, who is my new, I don't know, I want to call you a producer.
I think I'm that one that gets behind you, we established
okay,
earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Jennifer is not behind me, neither is Roberta, but you are. Perfect. All right.
We've learned what hanging downwind from Doug means.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Right. So let's see here if we can figure this out. Speaking of good luck, Brad listens in Fargo, North Dakota, a flag listener, no doubt, right, Brad?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all right.
Sir, I am.
So there's obviously going to be a little tongue-in-cheekish stuff involved in this, so go ahead, give it your best shot.
Well, my guess is that the word ineptocracy would describe Obama's presidency.
All right, now I'm going to you hold on for just a second. We will go through some other folks who have a connection to this word. Domingo is in El Paso, KTSM. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, and how about you?
It's a pleasure to speak to you. It's a privilege. It's an honor. I listen to you every morning.
You know what? If you really knew me, you wouldn't be thinking that way. You'd find that I was just like you. I put my legs into the pant one leg at a time. I have to do a poop every day, pretty much the same as you. I have to take a shower. I should. I'm no different than you are. I just happen to have the ability to bring interesting people around, and we have a nice conversation every day. So for me, it is an honor to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, and I wasn't stating the fact that you may be superior. I'm just saying you're the
All right, good. I don't want to feel I don't. I am not superior, as is evidenced pretty much by every day's conversation. It's just a nice thing that we are able to.
You seem like a very, very open-minded, well-rounded individual, and, well, good for you. Kudos to you and your people there.
Thank you. All right, so tell me what you think ineptocracy means or what it is.
Well, I think that just from the first part of the word, inept, I would think it's maybe the condition or state of lacking ability or being incompetent, you know, like incapable type.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
That's my best guess.
All right, that's a good one. Hold on a second. Don't go away. Let's get some more input here. Terry is in Indiria, Missouri. Where's that, Terry?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Where's Indiria?
Iberia, without the F.
Ah, I got it, okay.
It just stays a little warmer here sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's in the center part of the state, a little bit south of Jefferson City, the state capital.
Okay.
Kind of halfway between Jeff City and Fort Leonard Wood.
Not far off Interstate 40.
No, about 20 miles north of I-44.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, that inept is kind of describes someone just incapable of making a sound decision that benefits either themselves or anyone else. And theocracy is a form of government, so an ineptocracy is going to be a government that just can't really do anything right.
All right, hold on just a second. Let's have Mallory, who's in Darnell, Arkansas. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how about you?
You're having a school break, or you're on your way to school? What's going on with you?
On the way to school.
Yeah, what year are you?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade, so you're in middle
school.
Are you a good student?
Sure.
Why not admit to it, right? He's a perfect student. All right, so what do you think now? Did you figure this out on your own? Did you have a little help from your folks who were in the car? Tell me your story.
A lot of help.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We get to the bottom line by however we get to the bottom line. The important thing is that you get to the bottom line. So what do you think an ineptocracy is?
Bureaucracy of unqualified people.
I think that that's all. Everybody actually has hit it on the head a little bit. Brad, with the sort of tongue-in-cheek, the Obama presidency, a lot of people think that we have inept government. It may be demonstrated by the current administration, but it's certainly not unique. You find it locally, statewide, nationally, the ineptness of it. So, Mallory, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
When you go to school today, will you find out, will you find a way, do you have teachers that are open to discussions of things that are on the students' mind, or are you always being led by the teachers?
They're pretty open.
Pretty open. Who's this? Is this Dad?
Yes, Dad.
Hey, Dad, what's your name?
Terry.
Terry. All right, so Terry, I'm glad you had Mallory call, because that makes for a good example of what I always say. I think a lot of parents feel this as well. The things that are going on in school today, many of them are important and they lead to greater knowledge and will stay with the students. Some things are not. We need to be teaching a little bit more about what's going on governmentally and in our world. That's, you know, with as many people involved in government as there are, we need to be teaching it. So I'm not trying to put a spin on Mallory or anybody else who is in school, but I would love it, Mallory, if you could somehow or other bring up this word and see if you can get in maybe your English class, or you have social studies probably too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you can bring this up, and then tomorrow, if you're successful, call me back and tell me how the discussion in class went. Is that a deal?
Okay.
All right. You hold on just a second. We're going to send all of you a Doug Steffen item, because we have lots of Doug Steffen items, and so we'll take care of you that way. Ineptocracy, a system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing, and where the members of society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of the diminishing number of producers. Excuse me, I think there's a little spin on that. Mm-hmm. However, right? But I do think it's good for us to take, you know, words like that. There is so much of this creation now, which is a good thing. I think people are using their imagination, and this stimulated a conversation with us for 4 or 5 minutes and got this young fellow to think about it. Now, I bet he will go to school today and figure out how to bring it up in class. Do you think I was misguiding him, or do you think...
Her?
Mallory was a boy. Wasn't it? It was a boy.
I would... Okay.
All right, so was I guiding him well or
no,
not?
No, I think that's a good piece of advice. When you can actually ask a kid to introduce a topic to a teacher,
yeah.
The teacher may not think it's so great because she's going to be thrown off of her game a little bit, but, you know.
I always loved it. When I was teaching school, I always loved it.
Did you like it when someone would throw you off?
I didn't like following the script. I got into trouble all the time because I didn't follow, you know, you're given... This is what you're supposed to do. There's a syllabus, there's a synopsis, there's an outline, there's what you're supposed to teach. And I got to that, and I got through it fast, and then went on to the things that were interesting to those who are... And it was different with each class. But I did like I do here. I pretty much ad-libbed my way through it, observe what's going on, find an example like that, take a word, and have it mean something to the people that are in class, and have them build a sentence around it, a story around it, and have them talk about it, which is something that when I was in school, I got into a lot of trouble because I talked in school.
Can't imagine.
Go figure.
You're too fresh in here to be taking that shot, kid. Anyway, but that's what we were supposed to... That brings out, I think, talking and thinking about things brings out the inquisitive side of our nature, and that's what we need in school. More of that, kids that stay in school. Need more teachers like me. 51 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Everybody knows this theme. Am I right, or is this an age thing? If you're under 30, do you think people know this?
I know this because they did a remake of Shaft.
Right, but you don't remember the early one.
No.
All right, so
if you're under 30, listen, hey, Doug, I know people under 30, and I say, do you know who Johnny Carson was? And they say, who's that?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
There's a danger in some of this stuff. Danger is probably not the right word to use, but I'm thinking that there are now, more than at any time in my life, these almost continental divides when it comes to things in the media, things that traditionally I thought everybody knew. I mean, when I was younger, I knew a lot about the cultural stuff that my father grew up around. But today, the stuff that I grew up around, people who are in their 20s, don't have a clue. And I would think it would be just the opposite, because there's so much information around, and so many people are, so, you know, just in, they're installed in this thing. They stand around. I mean, I was in a line the other day, and I continually am amazed by how many people spend how much time they do on these devices.
Like, yeah, you know, that's a good point, because I think the reason scripted dramas on network television have really taken a major hit in the last 5 or so years is because the attention span of many people, especially younger people, is not really that good. And they will not tune in week to week to follow a show that is thought-provoking. So they watch one or two times and they just tune it out. That's my opinion. Like, to give you an example, that's so smash on NBC, which I think is an excellent, excellent show.
Yeah.
It premiered at 11.5 million viewers, and now it's basing at about 6.5 million.
Yeah.
I mean, 15 years ago, that show probably would draw 15 million viewers a week. It's that, I mean, I think it's that high quality.
Yeah, but it is. It's a good show. I watched it a little bit last night. Deborah Messing broke down because her husband has left her because she was cheating with the guy who's, what is he, a producer or something in the show? I followed it a little bit.
A co-star who's
an actor.
You know, believe it or not, I read that, you know, she got to, in real life, Deborah Messing filed for divorce, I think, last year, and that actor who she's involved with in the show filed for divorce, and that they're dating in real life.
Yeah.
Ooh. the scandal. She still lives with her ex-husband, actually.
We're more reasonable these days. Get along with your ex-wives, right? Why shouldn't you get along with them? You don't have to.
No, I think it's kind of cool. They're doing it for the kid. They're living together.
Right. Makes good sense. Yeah. All right. So let's. I'm going to give you a list of clues, and I'm going to do a better job of it this week than I did last week when I tried the same stunt and didn't quite get far enough. All right. Everybody ready?
Ready.
You are to name the movie from this list of clues and call 800-510-8255. Win a prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments. 800-510-8255. Here are the clues. Ready?
Ready.
I've asked ready about three times.
You did.
Right? Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh.
Marsha Mason.
Mm.
Neil Simon. David Gates. That'll be the hooker. 800-510-8255. This movie was out in 1977. So I am using there's sort of a little arcaneness to it. Name the movie using these clues. Richard Dreyfuss, Marsha Mason, Neil Simon, David Gates. What's the name of the movie that was out in 1977? All right, Chucker, meanwhile, you have movie news for us.
I do. Here's one. Actor Ben Kingsley, who's one of the most respected actors in the business, and talks to play the villain in Iron Man 3, which will start shooting before this year's over. Robert Downey Jr. will be back as the character Tony Stark and Iron Man in that film. Downey Jr. Will also play Iron Man in the Avengers movie, which hits theaters May 1st. I've seen a clip on the internet of this film. And this is going to be a big movie. I have a feeling it's going to be really good also. Superhero movies are going to be dominant this summer, Doug. The Avengers, you got Batman Rises, and also a new Spider-Man movie. So the superhero trend is here to stay. One other bit of news, Tom Hanks in talks, Doug, to star in the making of Mary Poppins film over at Disney. It's titled Saving Mr. Banks. Hanks will play the character of Walt Disney, who, believe it or not, it took 14 years for him to attain the rights to Mary Poppins, and that's what the storyline of the film is going to be about.
Wow.
Yeah, I never knew that until I read it yesterday.
I see they're going to remake The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, isn't that?
Ben Stiller.
Shirley MacLaine.
Correct.
Wow. All right, let's see if we can get the answer. Looks like Dan, I don't know where you are, but take a shot. What's the name of the movie?
The Goodbye Girl.
Goodbye Girl is correct, from 1977. You get the prize. Hold on. 59.